This is the National Daily.
Welcome to September 9th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. I'm John McLean filling in for Marlo Anderson. And today we celebrate a serious schnitzel and the softer side of Teddy Roosevelt. More after the break from Anna DeVere.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
If the name Wiener Schnitzel makes you think of hot dogs, you're not alone. The popular American fast food restaurant has been serving up dogs since 1961. But true Wiener Schnitzel is an Austrian dish that comes with a few strict rules. In Vienna, this dish is made with veal by law, and the name Wiener is German for Viennese cutlet. A schnitzel is the method of preparing any meat that is pounded thin, breaded, and fried. Austrians are quite serious about the dish and even trademarked the name, claiming the recipe came from an Austrian field marshal in 1869. But the Italians have a bone to pick with this story and insist that the dish was borrowed from their cotoletta alla milanese, which is nearly identical except the veal is left on the bone. On National Wiener Schnitzel Day, settle the score with your own favorite recipe or head to Wiener Schnitzel if you don't have a dog in this fight.
President Theodore Roosevelt was an avid outdoorsman and loved hunting. On one particular trip in 1902, his companions lassoed a black bear and gave him the opportunity to take a shot. Roosevelt refused to kill the defenseless animal and said, "I couldn't be proud of myself if I shot an old, tired, worn-out bear tied to a tree." News of this incident spread across the country and people admired his compassionate choice, so much so that it inspired a toy maker in Brooklyn, New York to create a stuffed animal that was dubbed Teddy's Bear. The bear became wildly popular and soon was in high demand, and on National Teddy Bear Day, we celebrate this lovable toy and the softer side of the president who inspired it.
Aww.
That's
hey, John,
great story.
That's a great story. Are you celebrating TV Dinner Day tomorrow?
I need to celebrate TV Dinner Day.
I had a feeling. Hey, if you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.